Check it. Okay. Tiva Double D. Hey. Tiva Double D.
Hey.
Y'all on AMD. Said it's Tiva Double D. Tiva Double D. Check it.
Hey guys, it's Demora.
With Danielle.
And welcome back to Tea with Double D, where we talk everything life, love, and today, signs we have dated.
Ooh. So that you don't miss out on any new episodes, don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or SoundCloud at TW/DD. Okay.
But first order of business, as always,
Twinks.
So what's in your mug?
Right now I have Haley's Slim Tea, I think it is. Yeah. It's their acai berry slim tea, and it's really, really good. And it does have some benefits. It helps with like bloating and keeping you regular.
TMI.
I need that.
Right? Regular is always important, but I do love this tea. Like sometimes I even take it and throw it in my water bottle and let it steep like cold and drink it throughout the day. And it's great like that too. What do you got, girl?
I was very boring, and I have the Secret Gardens Earl Grey tea.
Yes. We do need to make a tea forte order or a new tea order so that we can experiment.
Because we're out.
Yeah.
The last time we had tea it's been a while. And we'd like to welcome Katie once again.
Welcome back.
Hello.
What's in your mug?
I'm actually drinking hazelnut iced coffee.
Ooh. Oh, you took Danielle's route this time.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you said what kind of mug?
I needed coffee so much. Out of my boss lady mug.
Ooh, I like
it. Boss lady on it.
I like it.
I said, we're going to be in a productive mood today, so I need to just put myself in that mindset.
There you go. Manifest.
Yes, girl.
And to reintroduce Katie, the creator of the council that speaks to the parts of the human psyche, especially the female psyche.
Yes.
We're happy to have her back on our podcast talking about horoscopes, because we found out she was a Gemini.
Yay.
Yes, I am. And a lot of people went crazy for it.
Really?
Really? How so?
Yeah. They're just like, oh, this explains so much. And I'm like, does it really? I don't know what they mean by that. Like,
I would have felt attacked.
I want to say it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I've dated a Gemini. I thought it was a good experience.
Really?
Yeah. Usually I hear like men, like male Geminis are monsters, but I had no complaints.
No,
actually.
I don't think male Geminis are cancers. Wow. Male Geminis are monsters. I really don't think so. I dated a Gemini too, and it was pretty chill, actually.
I feel like they're softies. Yeah.
They're just, I messed around with, situation, whatever you want to call it these days.
Yeah.
I was with a guy who was a Gemini, but he just was the male version of me. So, like, we didn't really clash, or we clashed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Which is funny, because a lot of people who are Geminis, the only time that they really gelled with somebody was someone was a Gemini as well. Like, my parents are both Geminis. My best friend, she's with a Gemini right now, and she's a Gemini too. So it's like, it's interesting that you say that you didn't mesh well, and there was a lot of clashing. Like,
it was mainly because, like, with Geminis, we never know what we want. Like, even me.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, like, okay, so I love the thrill of the chase, so I love chasing guys. And the second they show me attention, I'm just like, wait, maybe I don't actually want to be with them. It's the weirdest thing, and I hate it so much. So I'm constantly changing my mind every day. And me and him, we were always on different pages. So one day he would like me, and I'd be like, nah, I'm not really feeling it. And then the next day I would like him, and he'd be like, nah, I'm not really feeling it. And we're both, like, very into our mental health and stuff. So sometimes I would take a step back and I'd be like, listen, I need to get my mental health in order. And I just don't want to talk to anyone. And he was the exact same way. So, like, when I was ready to hang out with him, he'd be like, no, my mental health is not okay right now. I need to take a step back. And we just were never on the same page. We went through the same exact thing. So it was weird. You'd think he's still such a good friend of mine. Like, we're just really good friends right now. But it was just the dating aspect of it just did not work out.
I can see how that can clash for sure.
I was gonna say it was interesting because I couldn't even be mad about it because I'm a Gemini, I understood why he was doing everything he did. So it was like I understood him, but I just didn't like it.
Yeah, no, I can see that because I've dated a Taurus as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I've dated Taurus, and I have to say, yeah, the male counterparts, I don't understand them to this day. Like, I've met other male Tauruses that aren't that bad, but I honestly can't see myself taking it past, like, friendship or just knowing you as an acquaintance.
Yeah.
Because dating one, like, it was just a whole bunch of lies, a whole bunch of cheating, a whole bunch of don't know what the fuck he wants. Like, it was just too much. Like, it was a lot.
See, they're the ones who take the chase too far. I think Tauruses take the chase way too far.
Like, it was a lot for me. I was just like, dude, you need to get it together. Like, there's no point in lying for just the sake of lying. He was also kind of a pathological liar. I don't know if that was because of the sign or just because of who he was. But he was a pathological liar. To the point that later on, we ended up getting the same exact job. And 10 years later, I walk into my orientation, and there he is sitting at the across the table from me. And I was just like, interesting. Mm. I was like, okay. But that's down the line, all of a sudden, I didn't see him anymore. And I'm like, what happened to him? But it turns out he was lying to them about a lot of things and ended up getting fired because of it. Yes. I'm just like,
that's just so much.
That is a lot. Like, why does it take... Like, just stop lying. You've been this way since you were 16. What's wrong with you?
I heard Katie vomit. Katie, yeah. Have you ever dated a Taurus?
Oh, boy, have I.
Oh, let's hear.
I dated a Taurus for 2 years.
Okay, oh, wow. Amazing. That's a long one. Okay.
Oh, yeah. It was two years too long.
Oh.
So, I dated him, and they're so stubborn. Because I think they're... like a bull, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're so stubborn. Fighting with him was like fighting with a brick wall. Like, it literally went in one ear and out the other. And I was, and it wasn't even like fighting, like arguing, like yelling. I was just like, listen, I'm trying to get you to see things from my point of view. And he would just say, no, no, that makes no sense. I don't understand it. No. And I'm like, why can't you just open your mind? Just one, a little bit, just crack open that door and just try to see something from someone else's point of view. And he's like, no, no, that's not right. No. And I'm like, oh my gosh. No. Oh, I'm, my blood is boiling. Just thinking about it, you know?
Oh, boy. You see, the problem is...
Oh, no. Do not go in.
I'm not going in. No. I've actually heard exactly those same things before.
Said to you?
Yeah, but not by...
your brain is thick.
Hey, whoa, attacked, feeling it. No, but I feel like in the past, I used to hear that. I've definitely grown as a person where I can now sit down and understand people's points of views. Mm-hmm. I won't necessarily agree all the time, but I will try to understand and be like, okay, and just kind of move on from it. I won't like, or like, I'll incorporate it somehow. I won't be as stubborn as I usually am. Like, I actively try not to be stubborn. It's hard. It's very hard when it's just something you do. But... Yeah. The male counterparts, they don't really let go of that very easily, though. They don't.
It's because they have the masculine tendencies, I guess so. And the ego is a lot more inflated.
But what's the best sign, Katie, that you've ever dated?
Oh, man. For me, I'm trying to think of, because I have to remember everyone's birthdays.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think. I know... like, all the ones for me, at least, Geminis get along with all the A's and all the L's. So I noticed a lot of guys that I'm attracted to, I'll find out that they're Leos later on. And I'll be like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. So I'm usually really attracted to the personality of Leos because they're very outgoing and they're kind of like the life of the party and they're just like always making jokes and stuff. But I've noticed, I think, my best relationship kind of like... not emotionally, but more so mentally connected in the sense where we always, like, the conversation never stopped, was an Aries and an Aquarius.
I can see that. I can see why that was.
I'm an Aquarius, so I take...
Yeah.
I can see it.
Oh, yeah. Really?
She's like, oh my God, I'm the best.
I wouldn't date my own, but I can see... Aries, too. I get along with them very well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your best match, Gemini and Aries. I hear that's the best...
That is true.
Best match overall.
Yeah.
What about you, Dylan?
That makes sense.
For me, the best sign that I've dated... Oh, dear. I don't even know. Honestly, if I'm going to be 100% honest, it has to be now. The guy that I'm dating now, he's an Aquarius. And it's weird. Yeah, whatever. Please stop. But I have to say, like, it's between an Aquarius, but more so for, like, the emotional and mental side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, because I feel like we just kind of understand each other. I don't know if it's also our backgrounds or whatever, but I just feel like we kind of understand each other. Or it's that we're both the type of people to strive to understand people. So I think that's what we like about each other, is the fact that we're actually trying to understand where each other's coming from, type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but then it has to also flip-flop with a Scorpio, because there's just some weird attraction thing there with me and Scorpios. And like, it was kind of the best fun situationship that I was ever in.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing to do with emotion until the end. But it was just so fun, and I love their like personality, and they have a little bit of a dark sense of humor that I really love, because my humor just, it goes there.
Yeah, dark sense of humor is my thing.
Me too. I love it so much. And Scorpio are just on point with it. And like, Tauruses, we like people, but secretly we don't like people, and Scorpio don't like anyone. So like, we can kind of, you know, We can mesh with that. We like that stuff. Yeah. And just sit there and just be like, nah, I hate them. It's like, yes, me too. Like, it always made it so fun. But other than that, yeah, that's really it. Yeah, everything else was kind of like, okay. It wasn't anything too horrible or like too great.
Mm.
Except for one. That was pretty bad. But what about you, Demora?
The best had to be Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Gemini.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
I think they're so loving,
mm-hmm.
and I find that admirable.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I know they get a bad rep, because before I ever dated a Gemini, I was like, no, I'm good. I can't. I can't deal. But they do get a bad rep.
They do.
All they want is to just give you love and attention.
Yes.
But they know how to give you space, too. Because I'm a person, like, one minute I do want everybody to be away, but when I want my love, like, I want my love, and I will take it from you. You can't. Say yes, no. You know. And Gemini's like, yeah, love me. And I'm like, yes, we work. And communication-wise, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
Like, they may be stubborn, and, like, they may have their sense of reality, but they know how to let go of their ego, Taurus.
Yeah. They do. That's the one thing that...
listen to you.
Yes. And I feel like Geminis are extremely forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
They're extremely forgiving. Like... you will have a whole clean slate, and it's they will start new, no like background. But if you fuck up again,
oh yeah,
you are going to hear it.
You will get clipped, and they will not talk to you again.
Yep,
unless they like really, really want to.
Yeah,
but even then,
that's very true.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was just about to say I got curious. I wanted to look up something, so I did a research.
Okay. Yeah.
Just now. Like while you guys were talking,
okay.
And Matt McGorry is an Aries.
So oh, would you look at that?
It's meant to be. Oh shit. And then the second one, I do very well with earth signs.
Yeah, you do.
I do pretty well with them, I would say.
Okay.
But getting along wise, earth signs and me do mesh, except for Virgos. But I would do it again. I don't know. It depends. One of my friends is a Virgo, and I love her.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Oh. They just get on my last nerves.
Yeah. Friends are definitely different than dating partners.
Yes. Well, then I guess that comes to my next one.
Yeah.
What's the worst sign you've ever dated?
God.
I guess, Katie, you can go first.
You can go first. I'll have a PTSD.
It's a... ooh, it's a toss-up between a Taurus and a Cancer for reasons. So,
yeah.
The Taurus was very stubborn and just very angry, whereas the Cancer cried a lot. And me, like, as a Gemini, very, like, emotional, but we'll keep that shit locked inside. Like, I don't cry in front of other people unless I'm super duper duper upset. And they were too emotional. They cried all the time. And I was like, you need to stop right now because this is not even attractive.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he has emotions. This one, I was like, you really have to stop.
Oh my God.
She's speaking to me.
I think all of us is Cancer. All of our answers right now are Cancer. Because mine is Cancer. Yeah. Hers is Cancer.
Cancer. I wouldn't even put Virgo. Virgo wasn't the worst. It's Cancer and Scorpio.
Mm.
I talked to a Scorpio briefly and never again.
Oh no, I love him.
Never again.
I love him.
But like, Cancer is absolutely, crying all the time. She's correct.
Yeah.
She's right.
And crying, the thing is with Cancers that you have to understand is, like, half the time they're not actually crying for a real reason. They're crying crocodile tears so that you can feel for them. Because they're always so in their emotions. And I'm like, let it go. Like, seriously, let it go. Yeah. Like, for me, like, my worst was a Cancer, for real.
Yeah.
And, like, it was... Yeah, again, it was too much emotions. Like, maybe I just can't handle that many emotions or whatever. But to me, it always felt like his emotions were more important than mine.
Yes.
It wasn't even about, like, oh, he has emotions. Because I would have, you know, I would have catered to that or whatever the case may be. You're going through something. Okay. Mm-hmm. But a whole year? Get out of my face.
Yeah.
A whole year?
There's a thin line.
There's a difference between, like, having an emotion or having emotions and... being like, oh, woe is me, feel bad for me, my life was so hard. Shut up.
Thank you.
Grow from it. Everyone's had a hard life.
Oh my god.
Stop.
For me,
that just pisses me off.
It was possessive nature. Like,
I did not experience that.
Possessive. You always need to know where you are. They have a problem or ask me. I think one time I posted something and they asked me, who's that? It was my father. I was like, what the heck is wrong with you? Relax.
You're talking about a Cancer?
Yes. And I was sitting there like, the question itself was weird. It's not like, I was dancing with somebody and the person's clearly a good 30 years older than me. And they're like, who's that? My dad. I saw your activity status said that you were available 12 seconds ago. Why didn't you answer me? Excuse me.
Oh my goodness.
Excuse me. Please
stop.
That's
not okay.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they do have their good parts. Like, they're great conversationalists. You can take them places with you and things like that. But that.
Yeah, when a Cancer's in a bad mood, it's, like, over for you. And I can't really deal with people like that. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're... Like, I get it. When I'm in a bad mood, I can be kind of snippy. I can be, like, a little bit off. But, like, after a little bit, I'll kind of get over it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be like, okay, I'm with my bae. I'm just gonna, like, be happy. Whatever.
Yeah.
But them, it's, like, whole day is ruined. Everything is off the table. Mm-hmm. Anything you ever had planned, done. Like, at least for me, the guy that I dated, like, he just literally, like, if anything was going bad, like, it was over. It was done.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing else mattered. I had something going on at the time. He didn't give two shits. Like, I asked him, like, hey, can you help me with XYZ? And he was just like, well, just do it. You'll be fine. And I'm like, okay, thanks.
I hate that.
And incredibly selfish. I felt like it was very selfish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they think they're still giving.
I don't know why.
They think that they're still giving. They are good people. Don't get me wrong. But.
But, like.
They're all right. I'm trying to think. I think my best friend is actually a Cancer.
Yeah.
Mine too.
And sometimes I get annoyed because I'm like, girl, you're a little emotional today. Too much. But it's like, I would never date her, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't date someone like her.
Yeah.
Because I would just be like, oh, you are too much. But she's like my best friend. We just get along so well.
Yeah.
But when she's in her little mood, I'm just like, all right, let me back it up.
Yep. Yep, that's exactly it. I just listen. I'm just like, oh, hell no. And she just go. I'm like, yeah, girl. That's it. That's all I can do. Because if not, it's just going to keep going and going.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm dead.
This is not a Cancer bashing, like, episode.
No.
But...
My dad's a Cancer.
Yeah,
like,
all
I do.
The Cancers listening to this are like,
their feelings are hurt. They're probably crying in the corner.
Oh, my God. Stop. They're definitely gonna have something to say. I 100% believe it. They're like, excuse me, I am not like that. I am a strong, powerful person. And I'm like, hey, gang, let someone hurt your feelings.
Let's come for Pisces next.
Pisces actually is one of the best ones that I was with.
They cry too much, too.
I don't know.
I mean, they have feelings.
I think I've ever been with a Pisces.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't even think I know any Pisces.
Oh, wow.
No.
I don't want to say, like, they're emotional, but, like, they're emotional, but they don't like a lot of people.
They're emotionally abusive.
They're emotionally abusive. Speak on that.
they have such, like, a kind, tender facade to them that, you know, it's very inviting. They're very chill to be around, but because they're very aware of emotions, they know how to manipulate them. And if they're in an unhealthy state, they will manipulate the shit out of you. No remorse.
True.
And they will look you in the eye like, I didn't do anything. What's wrong? Yeah.
No, I was going to say, I forgot that I actually have another worse sign that I've dated, and it was a Sagittarius.
Oh, they're different. I've never dated one, but they're supposed to be my best match.
I mean, you probably would get along with them better. I get along with the female counterpart. The male counterpart was a no-go. They're a little too freedom wanting for me, like more so than an Aquarius. Like Aquarius, I understand they like their freedom, but they do like the occasional.
They like their choices.
Yeah, I don't know.
They don't really like freedom.
Who?
Aquariuses.
Well, yeah, they like the freedom to make their own decisions.
Oh my goodness, that makes so much sense.
Yeah. Yes. But Sagittarius just love freedom. They don't want to be tied down in any way. They want it, but they don't want it. Like, they want it as an experiment for life. To be like, I've experienced this, and that's what I've experienced. Look at all my experience. Yeah. And then leave. And I'm like, okay, thanks. My heart's not in 10,000 pieces. No problem.
They also expect perfection to a degree.
Really?
Yeah.
I never really got that.
They have a bit of a perfectionist mentality. You have to tick all their boxes.
You're right.
And once you tick all their boxes, one of their boxes is that you don't want them, and that makes them want you more.
Yeah. You know what? I have to say that's probably
that makes so much sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That has to be it, because like when I was in a relationship with the Sagittarius, at one point he was just like, oh, I think you're just too clingy and like too overbearing. Mm-hmm. Because, mind you,
that's
he's
a trigger word for me.
Me too. And, mind you, he's the one who would invite me over to his apartment all the time. Or I'd be like, oh, babe, you know, I'm coming over. Is that okay? Blah, blah. He would say yes. Like, you know what I mean? You have the right to say no. It's not like I'm taking that choice away from you. But whatever. Mm-hmm. He always felt obligated to do certain things as a boyfriend. And it's not until he told me, oh, I'm overbearing and clingy, I was like, okay, no problem. Now, once you tell me something like that, I'm an extremist. I'm going to go to the next extreme. Like, you ain't going to see me for a week.
Of course.
Not even the night goes by. He's like, oh, do you want to come by? What the hell?
I told you, they want you to not want them.
Oh my God.
And that's a box. I don't know what it is.
It really is.
They like the chase a little bit.
He did. And I think he was just super selfish. And like,
I do not like the chase.
Me neither. I don't. I actually prefer, I don't know. I'm not a big chaser person. I don't mind if you want to chase me a little bit, but but doing the chasing, I'm not necessarily like, I don't know. I don't do that. I don't know why.
Maybe I'm limiting my options.
Right?
There's something just so exciting about it.
Really?
And like once you finally get it, you just feel so great. But 9 times out of 10, you probably will not get it. And that's the gamble.
Oh, okay.
Really? I've never been in a situation where that crossed my mind.
To do the chasing?
Yeah.
Me neither. Well, I can't say I've never done chasing. Like, I can't say I've never, like, actually... Like, what do you mean by chasing, though? Like, putting in the effort and reaching out and stuff like that and, like, asking them out on dates?
Well, to me, like, chasing is more so, like, when they're really not giving you their all. Mm-hmm. So it's like, sometimes they might answer your text, sometimes they won't. And that's kind of, like, in my head what the chase is. So it's like I'm basically chasing them because... they're not always giving me the time of day, and I don't really know, like, when is going to be a good day for them to, like, want to see me. So, it's just,
Okay. I can see that. I mean, I guess
That's what, like, I see it as.
Okay. I guess I've done a little bit of that. Like, finesse it in my favor kind of thing to be like, hey, no, I want you. Like, I have no problem letting a guy know, like, I want you. Like, you're the one I want. You will understand that's... like, there's going to be no confusion. Like, oh, does she like me? It's like, no, there's no confusion. I like you. Like, that's that's my form, I guess, of chasing them. Just because I don't do the whole, oh, I'll let him come to me. Like, how will he know that that you like him? There's no, I mean, yeah, there's subtle ways. But I don't like subtlety. Like, I will subtly let you know directly. I don't know how that.
Very aggressively while you're paying attention. Good job.
And you'll know that I'm interested.
Well, I'll approach you. But, like, I'll approach him once and probably never again.
Yeah, tomorrow will disappear. She'd be like, oh, well, you didn't... disappear into the bush.
And I love to approach people and make the first move. It's just very dominating for me, and I just love to kind of be in control.
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
That's so exciting.
That is exciting, actually. Mm-hmm. I never, like... yes, I have. My boyfriend in college is Sagittarius. I'm the one who kind of approached him, yeah. Because he was in my friend group, and, like... he was kind of like, because, you know, Sagittarius are fire signs, so they're very, like, out there. They make people laugh, and they're da-da-da. So, you know, I'm really attracted to that. So, eventually, like, whenever we would get together in our little gatherings, all of a sudden, Danielle was right next to him. I think I put my number in his phone. Like, I was aggressive about it. I was just like,
love that.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, you should give me my phone. Give me your phone. And I put my number in, and I was like, okay, let me text you. Like, I did it in a way that he didn't really realize, like, that's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But in a way, I was just like, all right, slide in DMs now.
I remember I met a guy, and it was kind of like out with, like, it's me, two girls, and a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember me and the girls went to the bathroom, and I was like, is homeboy single? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, okay, on the drive home, you both need to sit in the back seat so he can sit in the front with me while I'm driving. And then we went downtown, and me and him kind of split off from the group when we were talking, and downtown was closing, and the girls were like, okay, we're ready to leave whenever you guys are. He was like, oh, I'm not ready to leave yet. Like, I enjoy talking to you. And I was like, well, we can just finish this talk back in my apartment. He was like, yeah, okay, let's leave. I just love, like, let me be the one to invite him back to my apartment rather than putting the ball in his court. Like, let me just take control in this moment.
I feel, you know? I feel that. I feel like sometimes I'm into that, and sometimes I'm like, nah, I'm in, like, I would go out like, oh, tonight I'm in the mood for people to approach me. I'm not in the mood to, like, approach anyone. And then some nights I'll be like, nah, it's okay. I'll approach somebody. I don't mind it. Like, I kind of am in the middle. Like, I'm like, yeah, sometimes I want to be in control. Sometimes I'm like, let someone else.
I'm usually in the don't talk to me mood.
Why are you out then? No, I'm kidding.
That's a good question. What is the best sign you've slept with?
Ooh.
Danielle. That's hard because, well, I've heard Scorpios are the best in bed, but I've never been with a Scorpio.
Me neither, and I wanted to.
Yeah, I feel, well, my sister is a Scorpio, and me and her are just complete opposites, so I feel like I couldn't actually date a Scorpio if they're anything like her, like, not any shade towards her, but we're just very opposite.
We love you, sister, don't worry.
But the best sign that I've been in bed with has been a Virgo, but I don't know if that's because of his sign or just because he's very, what's the word I'm looking for? He had a lot of experience, you know what I mean? So I need to get with another Virgo to compare to see if it's Virgos or if it was just homeboy.
I'll second the Virgo.
She's going to second
really?
Virgo. I'll second the Virgo. I would do it again.
I've never been with a Virgo.
I think all earth signs, except for Taurus, never been with a Taurus. But I've been told to avoid them like the hawk.
Yeah, and emotionally, but sex-wise. Huh.
Yeah, and water signs.
Huh. I have to think. Okay. I don't know.
What are water signs exactly? Which
Cancer,
ones are those?
Scorpio, and Pisces.
Oh, yeah. I think the Cancer, he was a little bit of a freak.
Mm-hmm, they all are. They all are.
But I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I can see how other people would enjoy it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did he cry afterwards?
Oh, stop.
I had to ask.
No, he was just very, like, aggressive.
Oh, okay.
And he was into, like, you know, at the time, I was still a little new to sex, so I wasn't willing to try certain things, and he was very into, like, the BDSM and, like, being a little rough, and I was like, I can see, like, maybe now I would enjoy it because of what I've grown into.
Yeah.
But back in the day, I did not enjoy it, but I could see how, like, he was good at what he did. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I do. I see that. I have to say, okay, for me, it's a toss-up between... Actually, I mean, I would say Scorpio, but it's just because it's, like, very passionate. It's not like, oh, it's great. It's just, it was just very emotionally tied. But for me, it's definitely between a Gemini and a Pisces.
Gemini, I forgot. Gemini was pretty good, too.
It was great.
This is probably going to be the one thing I've ever heard that we talk so highly of Gemini.
I know. Yeah.
I feel like every time I hear something, people are just bashing them. But yes, Gemini was pretty good too.
Oh, yeah.
Virgo, for me, it would be Virgo, Gemini, Cap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Capricorn.
Mm. Never been with a Capricorn, ever.
You should try it. Well, you can't anymore. Sorry. Katie, you should try it.
Okay.
She said, yes, girl.
Experiment.
Have you ever... taken signs into consideration when you meet someone, like if a guy says, oh, I'm this, and you're like, oh,
yes.
Yes?
Yes, 100%. Yes, 100%. Really? I always ask them what their sign is.
Oh. You know what? I do too, but I'd like give it a chance, especially if I've never been with the sign. Like the only sign I can say that for is like Sagittarius, because I just know already we're just not gonna, it's not gonna work. It's just not gonna work.
Yeah.
It's not gonna work. I can tell you right now. Or another Taurus. I'm like, no.
Mm-mm. What sign are you absolutely opposed to?
Who, me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think if anyone was like, I'm a Cancer, I would just be like, no, thank you. Bye.
Agreed. Agreed, because I dated two Cancers and they both were pretty just like, okay, and like one was playing me and the other one was just waste of time. So
I actually started to like the Cancer, but then all the extra stuff really was a turn off.
Because they're manipulative and they know how to be manipulative. So
yeah. I lie to myself and say I wouldn't do a Virgo again. I would.
See, the Virgo hated the personality. We did not mix well at all.
Yeah.
But the sex was just kind of what allowed me to stay.
I feel that.
I loved the personality. The sex was good too. Mm-hmm. I can't.
Somebody liking Virgos out here. Anyway.
Shut up. I hate them. I hate them.
Okay. That didn't sound like it, but okay. Someone needs to stop lying to themselves. Oh my gosh. Okay, so what sign were you, or have you dated that you were surprised that actually worked with you? Or have you had that happen?
I'm trying to think. I can't think of any. I usually, like, all the signs that I'm attracted to just fall into the ones that I'm compatible with.
Okay, I see.
Lucky. So it always just comes, it just makes sense. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll dive in. So I've never really gone outside of the ones that I'm not compatible with, but that's just out of coincidence. It's not like I'm looking for it. They just come to me.
That's actually, that's interesting. Because I feel like I've dated, like, a lot of different signs to the fact that, like Aquarius was one that I was kind of surprised worked in a relationship. Like, as a friend, I knew it would work. And, like, as a coworker or something like that, I knew it would work. But in a relationship, I was always like, I don't know. Like, I have no idea. But surprisingly enough, like, it's great.
It's because we're great.
I mean, kind of, sometimes. But me not admitting it. No, they are. They are. They have their moments where they're stubborn. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Uh-huh. They have their moments when they're stubborn. Oh, Lord. I was dating an Aquarius. And first of all, for the first month, he wouldn't tell me his birthday because I was like, I want to know your sign. He was like, no, I don't believe in that stuff. You're not going to base whether you date me or not off of my sign. And so I literally had to, I like made something up and I was like, oh, I need to go in your wallet for something. And I looked at his driver's license and I was like, I have your birthday. Yeah. And then I looked it up and so I was like, funny. Oh, an Aquarius. This makes sense. But I remember the one thing that pissed me off, we got into an argument once, and I was like, you know what, let's just agree to disagree. And he was like, I hate that saying. Basically, we just wasted our whole time, like, speaking to each other. There was no point in having a conversation if you're going to agree to disagree. And I was like, no, because I heard your side.
Exactly.
I understand it, but I don't
agree with it. Yeah.
Like, agree with it. So we're going to agree to disagree because we're not going to come to an understanding on it.
Yep. I totally, like, it's so funny that you say that. Like, that's literally sometimes the things that I have to do with my boyfriend and just be like, okay, I think we're just going to agree to disagree. Like, he doesn't fight me on it, but he's just like, okay, whatever. He's just like, well, I just don't understand why you can't see where I'm coming from. It's like, it's not that I don't understand where you're coming from. It's just that we're just not agreeing on this. Like, you have your stance. You're stubborn on that. I have my stance. I'm stubborn on that. We're not changing it. So it's just like, it's just not working. That one conversation, we're just not going, we're not going to address that because it's not important enough. Agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Because the stubborn nature is, whoa.
Hey.
Yeah.
Don't hate me. You know.
Okay.
Especially when you whatchamacallit, when you feel strongly about something, or like, in a, it's like a, I don't know how to explain it, like a logical thing that you find logical, but to someone else, it's not logical. Mm-hmm. But to you, it's logical. And I'm just like, wait, where did you get this from? Yeah. It's not the only opinion. It's not the only
coming
one.
Coming from a Taurus who thinks the same exact way. Katie, I'm going to tell you a quick little story. We're going to get off tangent.
She feels attacked, so now she's attacking back. But it's
shut
cool.
Shut up. So, I asked this woman, can you spell ophthalmology for me? Because I'm trying to write something down. And I'm texting someone. I said, can you just spell ophthalmology? She's like, why? And I said... Because I just need to know how to spell the word. But do you mean ophthalmology or ophthalmic? Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Can you just spell the word for me? But this would make more sense. Why would it make more sense if I'm asking you for a specific question?
To clarify, I should have clarified my question because I thought she was trying. I thought she was like, because I work for ophthalmology. So... I thought she was asked, like, telling someone that I'm an ophthalmology technician or, like, talking about ophthalmology, like, tech. So I was just like, you want to say ophthalmic technician? Because in my mind, if you're telling that person
all of this
about that,
didn't mean shit to me because I asked you a question. And then my other cousin walks in. She's just like, I'm surprised Demora hasn't killed you yet because we're in quarantine. Because she asked me these dumbass questions. But whatever the point is,
my thing is
I'm not that stubborn. At least I'll answer first.
I overthought it and could just spell the word. I was dying. When she finally told me like what it was for, I was like, oh, okay, that was a little dumb. You're right.
So
yeah, I would be pissed too.
Yes. So yeah. they're I feel like Aquarius is they're another misunderstood sign when it comes
after
to the stubborn
nature. After you just attacked me, now you want to be all
shut
quiet.
Up. So they're misunderstood in the realm of they're know-it-alls. Have I ever encountered a sign that I was shocked that worked? Gemini was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Geminis. I was shocked it worked because every Gemini I met prior, just we never meshed ever. Maybe Capricorn. Because all of my friends dated a Capricorn before I ever did. And it was nothing but turmoil. But they liked them a lot. Like, they always end up liking them a lot. But it was nothing but turmoil. So I was just like, yeah, I don't know if I ever want to step into that one.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then I did. I think it's the universal. Every time I say I'm not going to date something, it just throws it at my face.
It's like, yeah, oh.
I love that.
Every single time. I will not date a Gemini. I would never date a Virgo. I won't date this. Right in my face. It is what it is.
I think I just said I would never date an Aquarius, and I got two. And I was
two?
Like, I dated another guy who was an Aquarius. The guy with the basketball shorts.
The one who didn't drive?
What?
The one that I called out for not being able to
no,
drive?
No, he was a Pisces.
Oh. I was really rude for
not being able to drive.
Yeah, no. I walked. Okay. No, she was dropping me off at the train station.
Yeah.
And we went into a store. So I gave the guy the keys. I said, oh, just in case.
Because we were by a fire hydrant.
We were by a fire hydrant just in case you need to move the car. And he's like 30. So I'm sorry. I was just I just said that, and he's like, "Oh, I can't. I don't drive." He
said, "No, I can't."
No,
and
I
she
can't.
Was just
said,
like, "Wait, you don't drive?" I was like, "Oh my god."
He didn't.
Yeah. I don't know why that's such like I'm sorry. I need a man who knows how to drive, who can drive, does like the one hand on the wheel type thing. I love for some reason. There's certain things that I find that men do that are just so masculine to me. Like,
yes.
It's just little things like maybe like opening a can or something and just like using their muscle and like concentrating, or if I'm too drunk to drive, so they drive my car for me. Mm-hmm. I just love that. Like, yes,
me too.
Take over my car, please. I love that.
Me too.
I'm
I do
the
like
same
that
way.
Too.
A guy who can drive has has my heart.
Yeah.
But we live in New York, so
right.
Sometimes
so
it happens where they don't.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Unless you live where we live, like we live out in the suburbs, so you kind of need a car. But when you're in the boroughs and stuff like that, it's kind of a waste of money, to be honest.
Yeah, I've heard that. Like, I feel like it's a skill you should just have.
True. Yes, I agree.
Very true. I very much was like, nah, car please. Like, need drive and car. I don't need just drive. I need drive
and car.
So, but it's fine. They got that. So it's all right.
When she said that, she's like, there's just a couple things that make guys attractive. I felt that.
Yep.
A guy who, there was one guy I dated that didn't drive well, and it made me less attracted to him. And it shouldn't. But I felt like my life was in danger every single time I got in the car.
Yeah. I don't know why this is so attractive for me, but seeing a man light a cigarette and smoke it, if you really look at their face while they're lighting a cigarette, they're like, their brows get very, like, low, like, they're concentrated, their jaw tightens, and, like, seeing them, like, put their arms up to their mouth to, like, light the cigarette and, like, hold it, there's something so attractive about it, and I used to smoke cigarettes, I don't anymore, but my boyfriend at the time, he would always light my cigarette for me and then hand it to me, and I just thought it was, like, the most, like, attractive thing, and, like, almost, like, respectful. He was, like, no, like, I'm not letting you light your own cigarettes, like, I'm gonna light it for you and then I'm gonna pass it to you, and I'm like, oh, I just love that for some reason, I don't know why.
That actually sounds really hot. I just don't know why. That, you know what, yes,
it's equivalent to opening the door for you.
Yeah, like, the next time you see a guy light a cigarette, just really pay attention to, like, his body posture and stuff, and just watch it. It's just very attractive.
I will. That is something to think about.
I want him to light it and then throw it on the ground.
It'll be
like, wow. I mean, even
that. For real. I'm going to ask someone to do that for me.
So can you just light it so I can just see how you look?
So I can see what she's talking about.
I just need to see how you... Ooh, yeah. I like it.
I need to just find a video of it, and then I'll just send it to you guys on Instagram. And I'll be like, this is what I'm talking about.
Thanks. Yes, please do. I want to see that. Oh, my gosh. Now, do you feel that zodiac signs make or break the relationship? Or, like, starting one?
I honestly feel like they can.
Really?
Because I feel like if you really pay attention to all the zodiac signs, I really think people fit into their zodiac signs, and some people just get along better with other zodiac signs. I really think it's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it less work.
Yeah. That's the thing that people sometimes get confused with compatibility.
Yeah.
Is that it's not that you're not compatible with this person. It's just that it's going to take a lot of work. To work with this person rather than someone you're more compatible with, where it's a little bit more easy because you'll understand certain things of each other. So yeah right. But then again, if you think of it that way, people always think that being with the same sign will make it better, and it's not the case at all. Sometimes you're just way too similar for that.
Katie, are you into, like, the whole chart, or you just know the sun signs?
I just know, like, the regular signs. I don't really follow, like, the this is my moon rising and sun. I don't even understand what that is. She's like, okay.
Oh my god. Do you have CoStar?
You should download CoStar.
I do, actually. My friend made me download it, and I'm like, what is this?
We should friend each other because I love CoStar. And make guys get it so that way you can keep the compatibility. And then you remember what is, you know how they tell you what is the most compatible about all of the stuff on your chart?
Does, yeah. So, like, if both you and the person that you want to see if you're compatible with has CoStar, you guys can look at your compatibility in every aspect in your birth chart. So it literally tells you in every aspect of your relationship, like, how you guys are compatible. So based on your moon sign, which is your emotions and how you feel and stuff like that, and then your rising sign, which is, like, your outward appearance towards people, like how you act when you're around people. So you might not even act like a Gemini when you walk in somewhere, unless your rising is Gemini. What is your moon in your rising?
I can look it up.
Yes.
Can you guys hear me? I don't know why I'm like, is this gonna work if I exit out of the, you know, when you're on the phone and you, like, go into another app?
Yes.
Yeah, just don't press the lock button, because I do that. That hangs up.
Yep.
Gotcha. Hold on. I'm trying to find my CoStar app. It's on here. Oh, wait. Oh, there it is. Okay. So I am... I am a Gemini, and then my... like, oh, I guess it's a moon. It has a little moon thing. It's Scorpio, and then the arrow, is that rising?
Yeah.
I think.
It's Libra.
Oh my god!
You even think I have the same rising.
I am too. Which can make sense about the fact that you like to approach people and that you like the chase, because Libras are very big on that. Libras are, like, personable people, so they like to approach people. They like to be, like, that person to take charge and stuff like that in those kind of moments. Because. In a sense, it doesn't make sense for a Gemini to be that way, because Geminis are a little bit more, like...
reclusive.
Yeah, they won't approach somebody. They'll make it known that they like you, but they won't approach and be so, like, in charge of it. Mm-hmm. But a Libra would.
Yeah.
So that does make sense.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. And then a Scorpio moon. Interesting.
That means you feel like a Scorpio.
It's interesting.
Oh,
like super
fun.
Wait, real quick.
Yeah.
This, can I just say something? This kid tried FaceTiming me just now, and I ignored it because obviously I'm busy at the moment. And I was about to text him, like, sorry, can't talk. And he wrote back so quickly, like, right after I ignored the call, he wrote back, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I was like, okay, sure.
Yeah, okay.
I'm so butthurt that I ignored the call immediately.
Oh, goodness.
Is he a Cancer?
I don't even know. I don't even care to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hear you.
Just one of those.
One of those.
People. I have to ask. So weird to me. I have to ask the gym guy. Do you happen to know what his sign was?
It was Virgo.
I'm telling you, Virgos be ruining people's lives out here. We love to ask our question of the week regarding the topic.
Yeah.
So, do you have a question for the listeners of horoscopes and whatnot?
What's the one sign you just really want to have sex with? Just to, like, figure something out. Be like, I really want to have sex with this one sign just to know something.
You know what?
And see how it works.
Can I answer that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you say Aquarius, I understand.
I'm already sleeping with an Aquarius. stupid. No, a Taurus, actually. I've never slept with a Taurus. I dated one, but I've never slept with a Taurus. And I'm like, I would love to see what that's like, experience all that. But obviously I can't. But yeah.
From my experience, it's not anything special.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ow. They're very, I'll put it this way, they're a little selfish in the bedroom.
Oh. The women aren't, though. But yeah, the men are selfish in the bedroom. See, I've heard the opposite. I've heard the opposite about the Taurus women.
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. Selfish in the bedroom. Why are they so... That's rude. That is just rude. Giving a bad name to Taurus. You see, this is why... Taurus men, you need to relax. Stop.
I highly recommend Capricorn, Virgo, Gemini. But, Katie...
Oh. Yes.
Yes.
I was just, I have something. I remember, you know when it's like this based on your sign?
Yes.
I remember I saw something and I feel like it had just explained it so well. But I remember like for Gemini, it said, this is better than sex. Like, it was like, yeah, sex is great, but have you ever blank according to your sign? And for Gemini, it was like, yeah, sex is great, but have you ever had a 5-hour conversation without stopping? And I was like, oh, that is me.
Yes.
That is me. I love that.
Oh, my God.
This is why me and Gemini get along.
I have it saved on Instagram.
Oh, my God, yes.
Can you tell us ours?
Yes.
If we're there.
Yeah, let me see if I can find it. I remember the Virgo that I dated. I found it so funny because his was, sex is great and all, but have you ever washed a dish immediately after using it? So the
yes.
Freaking and I started laughing because he hated the fact that I never did my dishes and he would actually wash my dishes for me.
Nice.
And he was like, can we just clean this a little bit? And I'm like, oh, you're a little pissed.
Oh, you're one of those.
They also like laundry.
Really?
They love laundry.
Very strange.
It's the simple things in life that makes them happy.
Okay, I mean, do you, boo-boo? Like, I don't know. That is so funny.
I'm finding it. One sec-a-rooney.
No problem. You're good.
I'm so white sometimes.
I loved it, though.
Okay. All right, so you're a Taurus, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it says sex is cool and all, but have you tried garlic bread?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I knew it had to do with food. I had a feeling it had to do with food. I knew it.
And then what's the other one?
Aquarius.
Okay. So yours is, sex is cool, but what's cooler than being cool? Ice cold. I can't hear you. I say what's cooler than being cool? Ice
cold. Oh, my God. They be some corny.
Oh, no.
Whatever. I'm like the queen of dad jokes.
That is true.
I made a joke about Aladdin the other day. I was talking to someone and I was like, I'll be your Aladdin for the summer and I'll show you a brand new world.
Oh,
and they had never seen Aladdin before and they just looked at me like,
what the heck?
For two reasons. What the heck? And really?
That's the first thing that came. Okay.
But as always, as always, Katie, it was a pleasure having you.
Yes, it
you.
Was.
It's always nice to talk to you. And congratulations on everything.
Yes.
I've been seeing you,
thank you so much.
Do your damn thing over there. And if you guys need to see more content, of course, her information is going to be in the description once again.
Yes.
And we're starting a mailing list. So if you haven't checked it out yet, the link is in the bio to sign up.
Yes.
And we will include exclusive updates, special guest alerts, and more.
Thank you for listening.